Welcome to Aspire, and this Aspire podcast, which is being recorded and aired for November 19th, 2022. Wow, just getting done with Mount Madonna and our retreat there. A very important retreat. We're working on transformation, on transcendence, and what that actually means. And, you know, from time to time, people will ask me about Mount Madonna and the work I do there. And I'm very grateful for that. This is not something you just jump into. You have to have some preliminary insight, some preliminary teachings. You must be adaptable. You must be seeking with all of your heart, your soul, your strength. And, of course, there are not many people who really do that. Most people treat it as a retreat as a vacation or something to renew their ego and vivify their emotionality, give them hope for a better life in this world. And that's really not what a retreat is all about. So I vet my inquiries, let's say, people who come to find out about what I do and if they can come. And I have to say this, 9 out of 10, I just pass on. I am looking for a student or for anyone who is earnest, is seeking virtue, nobility in their heart and through their heart and not through the human heart. And it involves so many things. So I wanted to make that statement very clear, because the question that I have today from Roy in Colorado is kind of interesting. He said, "I don't get wanting nothing with all of my heart. How can I do this?" So this is a great question. And Roy, thank you for your kind comments again about Aspire and my work. This coincides with what I'm speaking about here with retreats. Retreats are for those who seek to want nothing with all of their heart. You see, Roy, the human heart is always wanting. It's never happy. It's never had enough. It's always seeking to get more and more and more. And the more it gets, the more it wants. So with all that being said, of course, then we start realizing what the difficulty of our life really is in desire. And Buddha talked about this whole thing about giving up desire many, many times. But most people just can't, won't, and don't go there because they can't imagine a life lived without desire. That's what floats their boat and makes it all worthwhile to them. And I understand this. To want nothing, it's a no thing and a nothing with all of your heart. When you have been saturated by desire, ambition, pride, and vanity, when you've accomplished everything in this world that you ever wanted to accomplish or not, maybe you didn't and you still want it. With all that being said, if you can see what has happened to you, what the result of you is in comparison to your desires, your demands, your needs, your wants, your heart's desire. Everybody thinks that that is the fulfillment of a person's life. If you can understand what that has done to you, how that has demeaned you, how that has removed you from the meaning of your own life. If you can understand that, then you understand want nothing with all of your heart. But if you don't understand that, if you still think that your life is about fulfilling your fondest wishes and desires, then wanting nothing with all of your heart won't make one bit of sense to you at all. You won't even care. You will still think that there are goals in this world and goals to get in this world, things to have, things to overcome, things to get better with, all sorts of things. You will still think those things. And as long as that is the premise of your life as a goal, you will never consider meditation. And even if you try meditation, you will never achieve it. It will never happen for you. Why? Because the mind lives off the impulse of emotionality, off the body. And because the mind lives off the body and the impulses of the body, it will constantly dictate what it is we should be doing in the course of not only our day, but our lifetime. And with all that being said, then nothing matters but what we can get, what we can have, what we can own, what makes our emotions feel tantalized and fulfilled, gratification, things like that. It just goes on and on and on. It never ends. There's always this, there's always that. See, and the real problem, right, is that we have to be occupied for the rest of our life. The occupation of our emotions fills our mind with schemes and all sorts of strategies for the way we're going to live our life, making us feel like we're important or we're worthwhile or we have done something, we've accomplished. We all go into oblivion. You know, we become irrelevant to the society that we are in. I find it very interesting watching people of notable, shall we say, social prominence, let's just say that, and how they slip into oblivion. And in their day, they were interesting and they may have been relevant, whatever, but now they go into obscurity. And the reason for it is because people's desires, ambitions, and all the things they want keep going on and on and on into new things, wanting more new things, wanting better new things, wanting everything to be better, and yada da yada da. And this just goes on and on and on and on in us. And while that is going on, we are declining in our ability to spiritually awaken because our emotions get stronger and stronger until they are the only thing we can hear, the only thing we can listen to, the only thing we can believe. With that being said, it is hard to focus our attention on our breath. Something as simple as that can be an arduous situation for most people. And they can't do it. And the reason they can't is because they have lived a life where they just wanted what they wanted, tried to get what they wanted, lived in highs and lows and disappointments and victories and all sorts of things, and missed the entire experience altogether of what it means to spiritually awaken. And eventually, in some lifetime or another, this becomes very important, this idea of spiritual awakening. It isn't about anymore how many dollars you have or how many places you've been or how many people you know or what you wear or what other people think of you. You start to realize the people that admire you, your audience as I call it, die, and then there are more people that come into your life and they don't particularly have the same value systems you do, the same belief systems, the same things that make them think that you're important. And this is a cycle we're living in. And as long as I live in that cycle, right, I'm going to miss my entire life. And that's what people do. The saddest thing I face in working with people is that they miss their entire life. And they forsake it for the idea of being better than, grandiose, having experiences that will really tarnish their spiritual awakening, actually tarnish their life, and they just don't see it because they are so ambitious. And it is in that ambition that we lose our life. I hope that helped you. Roy, thank you for your kind comments and questions, and I really appreciate it. And I'll use more of your questions in future broadcasts. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day, Roy, and those of you who can listen, and Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.